when and at what point, even when things are starting to look good, do I initiate a conversation about intimacy? Or
does it have to be a conversation?
Well, I mean, when is it, or when should I approach her about how I feel about the lack of, or do I need to just play it out?
Don't you think she knows?
Well, I'm sure she does. I mean,
I would encourage you to try to create a progression through choices, not through a discussion. For example,
okay. So
what I mean by that is, it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you feel that things are improving on some tracks, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. So things are moving in the right direction. You're forging a bit of a connection. When you think it feels right, when you think it's possible that your wife is open to it, when it's something that you desire, make a move to be physically affectionate.
Okay.
See how that goes. Start slow. Start small.
Mm-hmm.
Try to help her feel comfortable. Remember, there's a history that is going to skip. She's avoiding romantic situations because she's scared. She's scared mm-hmm. that you're going to make a bid for sex, that she won't be
sure.
able to say no, and then the cycle starts all over again. So you've got to take her real, real slow.
Okay.
And you have to be very careful to make sure that she's not only saying yes, but that she's thinking yes.
Sure.
You just have to start to poke around in there, so to speak, to experiment with that part of your relationship. It's possible that that breeds certain discussions between the two of you that might be enlightening. It's also just possible that your respective reactions will sort of say it all. You know, you might get a reaction that indicates that it's too soon. Okay. I mean, what's to discuss if that's the case?
Well, see, this is and like I said, you know, I have a high drive. I mean, it's put me in an emotional mess. It's given me a lot of anxiety, and it's been hard, extremely hard for me to table all of that. But I've done really good. I mean, I've done your work by the book. I mean, I really have, and I really do feel like it's the real deal. But it's just that, you know, I didn't know exactly if I should even approach her or even say anything about it, or if I should just go ahead and let the whole thing ride out, like what you said, not to talk. And I just wasn't sure exactly when the right moment was.
Yeah, it's hard for me to – I'm not going to be able to answer that question on a few-minute Q&A teleconference.
Sure, I understand.
Because it's a judgment call, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to get enough of a pulse on your situation to be able to make that judgment call in a few minutes.
Okay, I understand.
If you wanted to spend a few hours with me, I might be able to do that. Or what I'm really saying is that at the end of the day, you're the only one that can make that call.
Okay.
And it's a judgment call. You know, you just have to try to be sensitive to the issues that, you know, you've been learning in the program, and it sounds like you're a good student. And then exercise the best judgment you can. Be attuned to the feedback that you're getting, and go from there.